This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
World of Tanks creator director is fired over Pro Rocha comments. Welcome to another Games Recap. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Games Recap, where I am ranting about today's news, unfiltered, unedited. Right to you live at YouTube at 11 a.m. PST every day. Let's get on to the news. Wargaming has fired World of Tanks creative director over his pro-Russia comments. His name is Sergei Bergovsky. I'm going to try my best not to butcher that, but I think I already did. After he expressed public support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So according to a report by PC Gamer, he posted an message on Facebook explaining that he backed the operation of the armed forces of the Russian Federation, the DPR, Donetsk People's Republic, and the LPR, Luhansk People's Republic. The Russian officials and state-backed media outlets described the invasion of Ukraine as a special military invasion or operation. Shortly after posting the message, he said he's no longer working with VG, which a lot of people took it as Wargaming. So Wargaming is rarely known for their games that are militaristic, World of Tanks being among them as one of the most famous franchise from that studio. And the thing is, there's a lot of locations of Wargaming located all over the world, including being in Ukraine. So it is not probably the best thing to say that you're in favor of an invasion where a lot of your colleagues are kind of staying in a Ukrainian studio. And in effect, a lot of people are actually being evacuated from the country to help protect them and their families while this invasion is happening. Not very sensitive, probably not the best thing that you can do for your own personal PR. It is kind of getting on to that border of where it's safe to be an employee and not have a personal opinion. But as you guys can imagine, being at a managerial position at a major company like that, that are making military games and commenting on a war that is happening or breaking out right now, and a lot of your colleagues are fleeing from the very country that you're in support of it invading, it is probably not the best time to express your personal opinion on Facebook, right? So there's an official statement from Wargaming saying that the safety and security of our employees is the top priority. Currently, all available company resources are helping and supporting 550 plus colleagues, providing them with alternate housing, early salary payments, additional funds to aid travel and relocation. We are helping our employees' family and travel to neighboring countries and organizing accommodation for them. And lastly, today, Wargaming Kyiv are donating $1 million to the Ukrainian Red Cross. These funds will be used to support Ukrainian hospitals and doctors, those citizens who have been displaced, and other vital activities of the humanitarian organization as is needed. It's a sticky situation. Nobody wants to be in it. It's unfortunate that things are not bad enough that developers are getting fired over their personal commentary. But it is very important in a time of this that you show at least solidarity with your colleagues. You know, you have an office there, you're a manager in a leadership position. Your colleagues should be coming first to kind of ensure their safety and make sure that, yeah, maybe you stand politically with Russia. That's completely fine, but, you know, just keep that to yourself. There's no need to publicly announce that in this time. I'm hoping that maybe there are other situations that is happening during the workplace where he wants to leave, right? Maybe this is just one of those things that he provoked just so that he can leave, giving him the benefit of the doubt. But I can't imagine anybody in their right mind thinking that this was a good message, a good idea, and be strolling in on that Monday morning being upbeat and cool about it, thinking that nobody will have any problems with what he just said. So it is kind of nutsy. This invasion just happened last Thursday. It's just not the right time to kind of be saying these things. I will say, as a game developer, it is always kind of tricky. I podcast, I say things as I say it and how I feel. Most of the time pretty safe, but it is frightening to kind of feel that my day job is at risk by expressing my opinion outside of those hours, right? So I'm always in a bind, but I think this is the exception to the rule, where it's a war. There's war crimes being committed. There's an invasion in the very city that my colleagues are working in. Maybe not the best time to express your opinion right now, right? So let me know your guys' thoughts, as always, in the comments section. Discussion in the Discord channel, as always. But that's today's games recap, and hopefully your day is going better than this guy. Have a good one.